Welcome to Worthy Radio. We've been working our way through these 8 keys, and now we're on key 7. If you've been with us for each one of these, thank you. Thank you for staying on the journey with us. We missed you guys. We know we were gone, and now we are back. I'm actually on the road, and we're bringing this message out to you. So we want to connect with you on Instagram, on Facebook. Get with us on social media so you can see everything that is going on with this worthy movement. That's what it is. It's a worthy movement. And speaking of movement and destiny and mission, that's what this key is about, your calling. So let's dive into key 7. This essential for the soul is walking worthy of your calling right here on Worthy Radio.
Essential 7 is called, there is nothing more beautiful or rewarding than a life that reflects God's creative calling. There is a call to create with the divine creator. God is the master artist. God is the creator who can speak life into existence. And if God can create a whole world in 7 days, what can God create through your surrendered yes? What can God create through your yielding to the spirit of the creator in you? What colors can be painted? What wealth can be desired and then determined and disciplined into being? What innovative, creative technique can come to you as a whisper in the night that can solve a problem in this world that nobody's ever been able to solve? You can birth a nation. You can feed a community. You can heal and restore an entire generation from receiving one whisper from the God of all creation. So our yes, our surrendered yes, before we even know what it is or how it will be accomplished, is something that aligns us with our creator like nothing else. You were born for a purpose. You were born for a reason. Discovering your calling, that thing that whispers to your soul, that thing that grows you, it keeps you up, it stretches you, it causes you to rely on God, to tap into levels of courage and intuition and stamina and endurance that you've never had to come up with. The passion that stirs inside of you is the passion of God. Has it been numbed? Has it been buried? Has it been forgotten? Has it been forsaken? Because when we say yes to the calling, we start to regain our own self-respect. When we start to align with the calling and stop running and resisting, we resist our own good. And that resistance is the spirit of fear. But when we say yes to the spirit of love, rather than the spirit of resistance, and we say yes to our calling, our life begins to reflect the soul ease and anointing and purification of purpose. Purpose. Everything God creates has a purpose. Everything we create has a purpose, from a chair to a cup to a dish. And Miles Monroe says that when the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. And so if we feel like we're suffering, if we feel like we're unseen, if we feel like we're unsought, if we've lost this sense of significance, I wonder if we have forgotten the purpose of what is crying out inside of us. And so that abuse has come. It may have come through the world. It may have come through our own diminishing of our value. And yet, until we know the purpose of a thing, there's misguidance. There's a chance for misdirection. And yet you can count it all joy if you've arrived at this place, because there's something in your soul that's saying, yes, I'm ready now to go to a higher level of my purpose, because I'm already in my purpose, to allow my calling to evolve me to a new place, because I've already said yes to my calling, or for the very first time to trust the unknown and to cast my care on God and to say, I want to step into my calling. I want to live a life that reflects value and passion and excellence and honor. I want to gain my own self-respect by standing in my authentic truth. I want to gain my own self-respect by overcoming that demon of resistance and fear and that cowardice in me that makes me conform and do what they think I should do and say what they think I should say and follow the career path that they have for me. Nobody else has the sovereign ability in my life except for me and God to determine who gets my yes and what gets my no. And I will say no to anything that is not a reflection of my purpose or my calling. You rise to a place in God where you refuse to settle for anything that does not reflect the authentic truth of your identity. If it was created in unworthiness, if it was created in fear, if it was created in rebellion, if it was created in a lack of being able to see my value, God, you have permission to change it all. You have permission to change it all. And you have permission to come in now and reset me in a way where my life reflects the calling of your purpose, because somebody is crying out for what I have on the inside of me. Somebody is praying right now. And their prayer will only be answered when you step into your greatness and you step into your call, because the world cannot see itself fully until we see ourselves. The world won't step into its light until we step into our light. The world won't step into what it loves until we step into what we love. And so many of us are looking outside of ourselves at the world instead of looking at the universe on the inside of us and saying, God, what would you have me to do? Who would you have me to serve? How do you want to love, heal, teach, create beauty through me for such a time as this? I give you my yes to my calling. I've settled. I've lied to myself. I've conformed. I've sold out for a paycheck and the safety of a cubicle while my soul was dying. I've talked myself out of my vision. I've admired other people and their gifts and been afraid to develop the stunning ability of my own. I've blamed other people. I've compared myself with other people. I have hidden. I have played small. I have second-guessed myself. I've denied your calling. I've run from you. I've convinced myself. I've talked myself out of. I've done everything I can do to avoid myself, and yet the pain won't let me go, because I can walk off of a job, I can quit a dream, but this calling pursues me, it chases me, it wakes me up in the middle of the night, because it's the truth of why I was created. And so what if right now in this moment I could give you my surrendered yes and allow you to create through me a masterpiece? Creativity is the strongest gift that I have that reveals my nature as a co-creator with God. So what kind of life do I want to co-create? I want to see my kids. I want to have seasons where I can rest. I don't want to be in this rat race. My grandmother raised me up with one mantra: work smart, not hard. I don't want to be worn down and tired. I want to be inspired and uplifted by the work that you want to create through me, God. I don't want to be in this hustle and rat race and competitive nature and fear and loss and they're on top and I'm on the bottom. I want to be smack dab in the middle of my own lane, do you? Because when you say yes to your authentic calling, there's nothing to compare you to. There's nobody to compete with. It's you and God on this co-creative, beautiful journey, increasing, 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 increasing. When I look to man, I see lack. When I look to my environment, I see limitation. When I look to my environment, I'm tempted to compare myself to somebody else. When I look to God, I'm in source. I'm in divine abundance. There is no lack. There's only a drive to create more. As a creator with my creator. If you get involved with our Worthy Creative Incubator, with our Worthy Creator Program, we encourage you to create the relationships, the body, the career, the calling, the spiritual life that you desire right alongside with God. Because that desire in you is God-given. It's God inside of you saying, yes, let's create more. Don't limit me. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? And when you get lost, you have an anchoring to come back to, because we empower you with the tools that you need to have in order to understand. I am here to create a life that represents and is worthy of my calling. I'm here to walk worthy of my calling. And that means I accept my role as a conscious co-creator through my thoughts, through my prayers, through my actions, through my beliefs, through my sense of value. I'm co-creating every day. We're excited for those of you who are in that community with us, because we want to create with you. We want to create with you. There's a time in this worthiness journey that you go from healing all the time and fixing yourself all the time, and you start to engage the power of co-creation. You start to let things be birthed through you, and you start to find your joy and your abundance and your satisfaction by being like your creator, because you become a co-creator. It's surrender to God, this calling. It's surrender to God this purpose, and it's an opening and a letting go in order to see beauty birthed through you. The calling is the greatest journey that we will take, because nothing else outside of maybe our personal relationships stretch us. And for many of us, that is our calling, being in these marriages, being in these families, raising our children, learning how to love. That's a huge part of your calling, because the calling takes on different seasons and it takes on different assignments. And yet the calling is the same: grow in God, evolve in God, keep coming up higher. And if that job is a thing that's fueling that calling because it's challenging you, if that vision is fueling that calling, if it's your children who are fueling that calling, if it's your spouse who's fueling that calling to come up higher and higher and higher, then so be it. And yet our surrendered yes to that calling, and what purpose now wants to take shape through us, and what assignments want to take shape through us, that's a daily surrendered walk. And it's the most beautiful journey we go on, because outside of romantic love, I don't know what stretches us more. Outside of relationships, I'm not sure what stretches us bigger than our calling. Because you will need God, you will need your intuition, you will need your courage, you will need to rely on something bigger and greater than yourself to accomplish the vision that God has put inside of you. It stretches you, it grows you, it challenges you like nothing else. The calling is everything. It is our ability to transcend a world that is in the drive. I don't want to be driven, I want to be called. And when you get called and you give that yes to that calling, then you become chosen to co-create with God. And it's such a blessing, nothing greater.
So we've entered our soul work session for today. And the question for you on this key calling is, how's a fear of finances or not being good enough caused you to settle for jobs or careers that are not aligned with your purpose? How will you begin to change that? Kingdom economics are different than these economics, and yet this is a time for the chosen and the call to rise. Speaking of which, we are hosting a series of trainings on getting you certified as a worthy coach, showing you how to make a six-figure income, teaching this worthy method of coaching. It's amazing what is happening, how we're empowering people across the nation to help people heal, restore their identity, make an impact and an income. So for some of you, that's the journey. You're a healer. You want to use your pain for purpose. So look out for alerts about that on social media, or make sure you're on our mailing list. And again, we are so grateful. We're at the end. This is key 7 of 8. So tomorrow we go into something that's very dear to my heart, because it was actually inspired by my father. Both my daddies, the one in heaven and the one who birthed me on this earth and who is now with my heavenly father. But this final session completion is going to be amazing. So we can't wait to see you for key 8 of this 8-part series. Thank you so much for sticking with us. We will see you for the final one coming up here soon. Blessings and love. Bye.